Welcome to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners, a podcast where we share resources, thoughts, and opinions on all things creative leadership. Thanks for joining this week's check-in, which kicks off with a quick huddle, then moves into the review, then the highlights, and ends with the high five.
So this guy took a bunch of us to a nice dinner. We were in Park City. We rode the ski slope, the ski lift up and back down. It was really nice. There was no snow for skiing.
An enchanted evening.
It was beautiful, right? So we're driving back, dark roads through the mountains, I assume. And we're talking and I'm looking down at my phone. And I remember, I think I was actually ordering something online. Anyway, ridiculous. All of a sudden we're boom, boom. And I'm like, what? I'm like, jump back, in my seat. What just happened? I look out and I was in the back seat. I look out and there is a giant deer convulsing on the road in front of us. And I'm just looking in horror like, oh my gosh, I've never been in an accident like that. And this guy was like, yeah, this happens. It was so normal. He didn't pull over. He didn't do anything. We kept going. We kept going. And I was like, what about the deer? Yeah. He called the, phone number. He knew what to call. He knew where to call. It was crazy. And all I kept thinking was, oh, this deer. And then we get back to the hotel because we're there for a conference. And he's looking at his car. He's there's fur in the car. And yep. All I can think about is this convulsing deer still being there on the side of the road. So.
Man, you're supposed to pull over and, the neck and everything, right?
I would never do that, but I wouldn't have just left it there. I would have, I don't know, I would have to do something.
What are you doing? Talk so deer? Depressing.
All right, let's not talk about this anymore.
All right, right.
Hate that horror story.
And you can read more horror stories on BrettHarned.com for his Halloween post. So let's get into this week's huddle. What is news that you haven't shared yet?
Yeah, so I haven't told you about the PM for Humans book club. We just did second the first cohort.
That's right.
And it's been going really well. I'm getting really good feedback. It's a really friendly group. I'm finding it really helpful for looking at the content and maybe even finding places to update and getting feedback from people. It's been great. I'm really stoked about it.
So you heard it here first. Volume 2 coming out in 2026, right? Maybe.
We'll see.
All right. So I haven't shared with you that I've ordered a print check. It's our last. So, you and I, this is version 4 now that has gone through extensive, rigorous testing. And I feel we've got this thing so dialed in now. I cannot wait. So it's supposed to be here on Tuesday, November 5th, which will be a nice distraction. We'll make sure that the colors are right. Everything's going. And then boom, we're going to order it. I feel like we should be able to place the full order next week so that it will be in stores in November.
Yeah, boy. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Long time coming. All right. Let's get into the review.
Yes.
So we're basically a publishing engine now, just the two of us.
Yes.
3 posts this week, all really kind of focused on team alignment as our theme. So of all of those,
our mission, our purpose.
Yeah. Yes. What are we talking about today?
So we have two themes this week. One is on communication, and that's around tailoring your message, knowing your audience so you can tailor your message. And then a second piece on the kind of what I see as the ROI for creating dedicated time and space for team members to get to know each other outside of their actual work. And I'll get more into that in a second. But you talked about this, the getting to know your audience was very much the number one bullet point in your presentation at Digital PM Summit.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think, when we're talking about communication as a team or even just person to person, especially in a remote environment, you really want to be sure that your message is landing, right? That the person is actually receiving it, understanding it. And a lot can go into that. You can't necessarily communicate to all people in the same way, right? So the idea behind kind of knowing your audience is, hey, if you know your audience and you kind of write to the level or communicate to the level that will resonate for them or be more helpful for them, I think the better response you're going to get.
Absolutely.
So yeah, that's pretty much what the blog post is about. It's, ways to kind of assess the people that you're communicating with and how to like kind of manage or tone that communication up or down, how to set clear expectations, and then just like a little bit more direction on just knowing your audience within teams and using that to be a really clear, good communicator.
Yeah, and I love that, we're kicking off our bigger editorial calendar with not just ideas, but how to actually do this, right? But I go back to something that was repeated, I feel like over and over and over again at my time at IBM, which was meet the user where they are. And this is absolutely, where user is team member, even your cross-functional partners, right? They're part of your team too, is you've got to understand how they communicate, how they talk, their language, but also where do you communicate? So
I
I
think
think
this is really
incredible.
important for leaders also. I think
honestly everybody.
Thanks for listening to a
right?
weekly high
Yeah,
five.
but I
Sure.
think
Like what
lady
you're hearing,
people
visit
who tend to read these
sameteampartners.com
things
to
think,
schedule a
oh,
free
this is for like
consultation with
project
Ben Gray.
managers,
Also, follow
like
or subscribe.
not
Yes. High
for
five the same team partner.
producers
Share
or
this episode
leaders,
with your
but
network
leaders need to
and
know
send them
that
a review.
like you're
Thank
often
you.
speaking on a much higher level than your junior team members are. And they
Yep.
might not be grasping the messages that you're sending about bigger, complex, more business-minded conversations, right?
Yeah, do the work. The more work you put into this about getting to know your audience and tailoring your message, which might be the same message tailored four times for four distinct audiences. I don't know. It's your team, but I mean, this is how you succeed, folks. So I two blog posts on that, really good stuff. The second post was on creating dedicated time and space for getting to know people outside of work. What I mean by that, and I think I want to make this very clear, this doesn't mean time for happy hours. This doesn't mean kind of pushing people to become friends per se. This is more about understanding what's important to one another. I would start there, right? Of just what's important to you? How do you work? What is the work you do? How do you work? And what's important to you? I did some research when I was at Envision and just trying to get the understanding, like, how do designers think? How do developers think? How do product people think? And I actually found some patterns in while everybody's trying to reach the same goal, there are very distinct things that are important to these very different groups. And I just mentioned three different groups. There's an array of types of work being done in the company, right? Account people, business people, legal, compliance. I mean, the bigger the company, the more roles you're going to have. And those people that have been in those roles, especially they've been in them for a while, it really helps to get to know how those folks, what makes them tick, what gets them excited, why do they come to work every day? Just some of these like foundational basics of relationships. And that's what the team, these two authors, who I just for lost the blog post. They're working on a book on getting to know teams. I'll have to access it now. I'm in browser tabs. But the point being that there's an entire book here that's dedicated on this practice, the psychology of teams. And it was good to find that article and to see supportive content on this, right? And also on what this means. Again, not happy hours, not trying to find hobbies and things you have in common. It's more of just getting to know who you're working with.
Yeah,
I will
it's
end
Robin
on.
Dunbar and Samantha Rocky,
Thank you. Thank you.
The
Thank you. Thank
Social
you.
Brain. Yeah,
That's it. Thank you.
it's true. I mean, I think unfortunately a lot of people do characterize company culture as like the fun aspects. How are we getting together, right? Like you people liken it to the office and the party planning committee, right? It's like
Yes.
they organize the boring get-togethers that nobody really wants to go to because they're like in the conference room or whatever, right?
Yep.
But that's not culture. That's definitely not culture. Culture is the way that we work together, the way that we interact, the way that the company sets the tone for the way that we interact, the way that we set the tone for each other, right? Like the way that we build the culture as teams together and build on the company culture or vision.
Yep.
There's so much rolled up in that that is
Yep.
not just about happy hour, quizzo, Zoom meeting.
Right. Those are more of like events to let steam. But
Right.
anyway, I'm happy that we're kicking off this content. We've got a lot, which we'll talk about here in a second. But let's move on to this week's ask. Brett, what are we asking our beautiful, wonderful listeners to do this week?
We're asking our listeners to check out our team angle diagnostic. We would love to sign up some teams to do this. We've been really getting really great feedback on the team angle diagnostic. Just kind of let me explain what it is. So the team angle really equips you to lead your team to its best year ever. Our diagnostic tool really goes beyond just surface level insights. We pinpoint real issues with team alignment in the areas of communication, collaboration, and culture. And I think what's important here is we don't just deliver a report, right? We deliver a report that allows you or sets you up to have conversations to expect inspect things further, but we also have the ability to give you practical playbooks, workshops, action plans, coaching designed to really tackle the challenges that your team's facing. So it's team alignment with purpose, helping you to create a connected, unstoppable team. Love to sign up some teams if you want to get the insights you need to make 2025 your team's best year ever. Please get in touch. Our availability is pretty limited toward the end of the year.
Yes, it is. We can only do so many, right?
Yes, sir. All right. Should we get into the hit list?
Yes. So my first one is reading, and I have to admit it just came out. I was told about this morning, and it is the State of the Design Job Market, a new report from the wonderful folks at ADP List. It looks like this is going to be like part one of the report, but which it's just interesting to note some of the changes, and just even for the perspective of almost 700,000 people entered data for this report, right?
Wow.
So there's a lot going on here, but it looks like for design, which got hit hard in the last couple of years. I won't say it's back, but things are starting to look better for 2025.
Oh, that's good to hear. All
Yes.
right. My first reading is reading that was inspired by a meeting I had this week. It's called Even Most Men Are Turned Off by Bro Cultures. I'm going to
Bro, what
write
do
a
you mean,
follow-up
bro?
blog post about this. Lots of thoughts here on like my experiences in my career with bro cultures and even just like seeing a hint of one recently was a little bit jarring and weird to feel in 2024, if I'm being honest with you. But
Are you trying to tell me something,
yeah, bro.
bro? Okay. Bro. My next one is a listening, and that is Hoover Phonics, to me, classic Blue Wonder powder milk. Power milk. I always see it powdered. Anyway, big Hoover Phonic fan. I love that over the years they've had different lead singers. And I don't know, just gravitated towards this album this week.
Mine is also a listening. It's Mickey, spelled MK dot GEE, 2 Star and the Dream Police.
Police.
And this actually came recommended through Emily, my wife, and she sent a link to She's like, I really like this artist. I want to go see next week on the 7th in Philly. And I saw that the show is at 10 p.m. and I was like, are you crazy?
Just take a nap. Just take a nap. You'll be fine.
Not happening.
All right. I'm really anxious to check that out because just that name,
Yeah.
I just can't wait to hear it. All right. So let's intro this week's high fives. What are you celebrating this week?
What am I celebrating? I'm celebrating our full-time editorial calendar. Full-time.
Nice.
We're publishing so much, and honestly, it's got me a little bit inspired to do more writing on my own website, which I've been neglecting for a while. Like I was
Good.
starting to write about personal stuff, and I don't know, I'm inspired to do a little bit more now. So, yeah.
Nice. I do want to add, we have the entire calendar for like the next year,
Yeah.
right? Where it's so exciting to see this come together.
Organization.
And yes,
High
kicking
five.
off this week. I'm celebrating that the Dodgers won the World Series.
Hey.
And did you watch the game last night?
Of course not.
Oh my gosh. Okay. You gotta go back and watch it. Such a great game. I also want to sneak one more high five in here, and that is to a friend of mine, Joshua Bullock, a designer I met in Austin, Texas. He's been an early listener, and I get regular feedback from him. Josh, thank you. Appreciate you.
That's cool. Hey, Josh, thanks.
Yeah. All
All
right.
right, I better go
High
get ready
five.
for Halloween. Trick-or-treaters
Yeah.
are coming.
You have Kit Kats?
I don't know what we have.
Dude, I want a Kit Kat so bad. All right. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Weekly High Five. Like what you're hearing? Visit sameteampartners.com to schedule a free consultation with Brett and Greg. Also, follow or subscribe to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners. Share this episode with your network and submit a review. Thank you.